For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Browns are at Seattle on Saturday night. Now, it's something that I think we've all looked at and we've all talked about, especially knowing the quarterbacks that the Browns currently have. Deshaun Watson's your starter. Jameis Winston is your backup. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is probably number three. Tyler Huntley is number four. And we know that that's – and it just seems like it's a wealth of quarterbacks and guys with experience and guys that understand how to play in the NFL. I'll talk to you on Tuesday whether I think we should trade one of these guys, because I'll wait through one more preseason game to make sure that we don't find ourselves in the same position that we did last year with Josh Dobbs. Jeff, I also wonder, and you said it, I think you said it with Mary Kay, do you think they could get Dorian Thompson-Robinson back to the practice squad if they needed to?
Mm-hmm. She thought maybe not.
And I think there's a lot of people. If you would have, you know.
That's why I asked her. I don't think they can either.
I don't think so. Chris, remember Chris Rose was like last year, the same question came up, and Chris was like, no way, no. You know, he looks like this, he looks like that. And then so I think there are a lot of people that think that if the Browns tried to sneak Dorian Thompson-Robinson onto the practice squad, that wouldn't happen. How about another twist to this, Dan Menigan?
Twist.
So according to our buddy Zach Jackson of The Athletic, in a piece that he recently posted, the Cleveland Browns have discussed a potential trade of second-year quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson with multiple teams. Two league sources with knowledge of the discussions told The Athletic. Thompson-Robinson, of course, competing with Huntley, backup job behind Watson and Jameis, though a league source said the Browns had been willing to engage in discussions about moving Thompson-Robinson with teams looking to bolster their quarterback rooms. It is unclear if Cleveland is close to a deal. That's courtesy of our buddy Zach Jackson of The Athletic.
Jeff, I would make the Browns wait until next Tuesday, and then I might try to make a deal with them after. Maybe to have to keep them on the roster, to keep four guys on the roster, and then try to manipulate the roster next week.
What do you mean you would? If you're another
team? If I was another team, I don't know that I would make a deal, because the Browns are going to have to do something with one of these quarterbacks, right?
Except for one thing. If you're another team and you really want him, you want to compete with everybody else?
I think patience pays here on that.
I don't think so. Not at that position.
I do.
You see some of the quarterbacks.
Because you're talking about backup third string, right? Second, third.
Well, backup third string here. He might be somebody's backup quarterback.
Someone's going to get Tyler Huntley or Dorian Thompson-Robinson if they want them.
That is correct.
So that's already there. The question is, would the Browns have to release or waive, or try waive meaning trying to get them back to the practice squad, whether Dorian Thompson-Robinson in particular?
If I
were the Browns, I would be out talking to everybody too.
Which guy do you think has more value around the league? I would wager to say it's Tyler Huntley.
I think he does too, but do the Browns want to keep Tyler Huntley over Dorian Thompson-Robinson? I don't. DTR has. There's something about DTR that you have to like.
I like DTR. I think he has the potential to develop into a good, at the least. I'm going to set the bar low. A good backup quarterback.
Would you trade? Here's the issue more though. If you're the Browns and you think this is a team that can win, and Deshaun gets hurt, and perhaps Jameis gets hurt, who would you want to play next? We were in that position last year against the Ravens, especially after they. And did we learn anything from the Josh Dobbs trade? Does that make the front office not reactionary? Is that the right word? I don't know. Make them think, okay, this happened to us last year. I don't know that it's exactly the same scenario, but what if that happens to us again?
Last year was a fluke, Andy. I mean, you lost a lot of quarterbacks. You played a lot of quarterbacks. The backups didn't do the job. You end up with Flacco, blah, 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 blah. It went on forever. Unlikely that it gets that bad this year. I would think you're good with three. You never know. And I would think you're good with two, personally. But again, you never know. I love the 1-2 combination of Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston. And to me, it would come down to this. If the Browns don't have an extremely hardcore opinion about one of these guys or the other, in other words, if they think, hey, DTR's pretty good and Tyler Huntley's pretty good, we'd be really happy with either one of those guys as our third guy. If that's the way they feel, then trade whichever one can get you the best return. And if it's just a fifth or a fifth round pick or something like that, well, then by all means, if one guy's even slightly better than the other, I'm not going to trade a guy that I think I can develop a quarterback. And Huntley's still in the developmental stage, even though he's been around the league for a little while with Baltimore. I'm not trading the guy that I think is better. Now, if somebody wants to go a little nutso and give you like a third, which is not going to happen, that's not done. Going to happen.
But a third is done, right? Third's a done deal. Either one of those.
It's a done deal for either guy, sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. Who would you trade? Tyler Huntley, Dorian Thompson-Robinson? And if you listen to what Zach Jackson's piece said, it's on the table that people are talking about it, or the team is talking about it with other teams.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hello, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good. You?
I'm feeling good,
you
yo.
You still baking?
Here's the thing. Yes, I'm still baking.
Good.
Yeah, so if y'all want another cheesecake, just ask me. It's coming down. Don't worry about it.
Do we have any other options other than cheesecake? I'm just ordering online right now.
It's cheesecake. You don't need any other options.
I'm not a huge cheesecake guy.
I do everything. I do cakes, cookies, pies, but cheesecake is my thing. I come up with new flavors every day.
Really?
It's my guy right there. Yeah.
All right. I do. I mean, I like it, but it's not my first choice. Anyway, Corey, what do you got for us?
So, thinking about what you guys said, if I'm the Browns, I've always said the Browns have bad personnel picks. So, I love Huntley. I truly love Huntley. I wish Huntley was our backup last year. I think his problem was he just played behind a franchise quarterback. He's beaten Lamar Jackson in every head-to-head competition since high school they've ever had. So I love him as our third string, if not our second string. But it comes down to perception. If Dorian Thompson, if you believe that this young man is nothing generational, then you trade him. But I would trade him to a team that consistently has great offensive line, like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I really would go to Pittsburgh and say, listen, you guys need a quarterback desperately, and we need an offensive line, somebody from an offensive line. Like, let's make it that simple.
I don't want to trade him in division, man. But what the hey.
But if you don't think he's nothing generational, if you don't think he's better than what we have on our quarterback, it doesn't really matter.
No, I get what you're saying on that, Corey. It's if somebody will give you a big return for him, okay, I get that. And again, it'll come down to their evaluation on these two guys. Huntley's had some really good moments, and if he's your third-string quarterback, you're in great shape.
But I wouldn't even want a big return. Just give me marginal. Because you got look, when our players come back from being injured, they're going to be healthy. So you just want somebody who can back that person up, but also fill in. Don't go try to look for the Eiffel Tower when all you need is a little apartment. You know what I'm saying?
That's heavy.
Corey, I'm just curious. You don't think DTR is replacing Justin Fields or Russell Wilson, do you?
No, but what I'm saying is sometimes you need someone that another team looked at highly great to see what you really have. He may go out there and outplay those guys. and that gives him an opportunity to actually play in the NFL. And other than just saying, oh, we just think of you as, you know how some owners mm-hmm. look at you or some coaches look at you as what they look at you, but you got to prove yourself.
True.
You got to trade that from Tom Brady. It looked at him as a seven-round pick, but now look what he was. But given an opportunity under a great coach, under a good system, then that you might look at a person who can at least start a couple games. Maybe Russell Wilson name is carrying him longer than it's supposed to.
Maybe. Cool Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Cool Ray. Keep an eye on the quarterback situations around the league.
Thanks for making me hungry, by the way. Okay, yeah, keep going.
You're welcome. Buffalo just lost Mitch Trubisky for a while, so he's out. There are trade rumors involving Trey Lance, who is competing in Dallas with Cooper Rush to be the backup guy. Cooper Rush has played like 15 snaps in the preseason, and he's pushing 30. And though he's played effectively for Dallas, Dallas traded a draft pick for Trey Lance, Dak Prescott's big contract and all that stuff. Which guy would you want possibly as your quarterback of the future if by chance, and I think it will work out for Dallas and Dak, but if it doesn't, you'd rather have Trey Lance than Cooper Rush probably moving forward. So, but just watch as the cutdowns are coming next week, because there will be some quarterback activity.
All right, we're going to head out to Berea here. Kevin Stefanski's going to speak shortly, so when he starts talking, we will carry it for you. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.